Sure.
Thank you, Sarah. Good morning, Brian. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Gail.
Good. Glad to hear it. So you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing that we're selling today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, super. Now, she sent a few notes over for me. So what I'll do, Brian, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Now, she mentioned that you were transitioning. You've got two companies. You're kind of trying to transition out of the construction and then eventually focus more on the home inspections. Did I get that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. And why are you transitioning out of construction, if I might ask?
Primarily because I've been doing this 30 years plus, and I can't physically anymore. It's just it's killing me.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's understandable.
So it's a natural transition for me because I've been in the industry. I've been doing not inclusive home inspections, but I've inspected many, many customers over the years, and that's why I wanted to go ahead and get my license so I can be doing written reports, doing it all that way and getting out of it.
You got it. Well, and that's, you're positioned perfectly to do that. I mean, even though if you hadn't been called an official inspector, just doing construction, you know, every home inside and out, you know what to look for, you know where the glitches are, probably the common things that you would find wrong with a house, right?
Exactly. That's why it's a good fit. And, like I was telling, your other associate there. You know, right now I've got a number of contracts I'm still working on with construction that I have to fulfill. And so a lot of most of my time and money is that right now. So
sure,
I'm being very
sure
about how I've obviously got to try to build my, home inspection business as well, but I have to be conscious money-wise. You know, I've put a lot of money out right now just getting it launched and up and website and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right. Okay. Now, what's your timeline overall for transitioning out of construction and into home inspecting?
I'm hoping to close up for the most part. You know, probably shutting down about 80% of my business by the end of the year, and hopefully focus on my home inspections after the first of the year, primarily.
Okay, perfect. Actually, that might be perfect timing. So, one of the first things that we'll do, Brian, is we'll actually close off the Rochester area for the category of home inspections. So we close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting another home inspector. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then Ideal Home Inspections, WNY, is the only company that we're going to be promoting to First Page. And Tara probably mentioned to you, too, that the availability opened up this morning. So when they open, we're tasked with a one-day window for filling that with just one company because we can, according to Google rules, we can only work with one company in that 50-mile area. And she thought that Ideal Home Inspections would make a good fit for the listing. And certainly you do. You don't have any bad reviews out there, so that's going to help amplify your visibility. And being that it is available timeline-wise, I think it's going to work out perfectly for where you're at, too, especially wintertime. You probably noticed, too, home inspections slack back a little bit over winter, too, right?
More than a little bit. It's really tough right now trying to get realtors to get back into, you know, making sure that people are getting homes inspected, because they're not. They've been doing it so long that they're just telling people, don't worry about it.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what was that?
I said it really sucks.
Definitely.
Real going for the sale and not advising their clients properly anymore. I don't know how long get them back into that mindset again, but I'm hoping sooner than later.
Well, so something else too. Now I have to confess, my husband is a home inspector too. We actually live on the western side of Colorado, so that's where he does his inspections.
I said I'm from Colorado.
Are you really? What part?
I grew up on the western, on the Front Range, Longmont, Boulder, Fort Collins.
Okay. All right, nice. That's awesome.
Western Slope was where we used to always go to hunt. So familiar with that area.
Very nice. That's cool. Wow, what a small world. Sure didn't expect to hear that this morning. That's amazing. Well, and so we're based, he's based in Montrose. He's got also a location in Grand Junction. And he had the same problem with realtors. Well, a couple of problems with realtors. One, right now, you're right. They're telling their clients, yeah, just don't bother with an inspection, which you, I, and he, we all know it's a mistake, of course. But the other problem with realtors that he found, now he's been in business as an inspector for, I think it's about 8 years now. But coming in, those realtors already had their list of two or three home inspectors that they sent most of their business to. So trying to get them to refer him was an uphill battle all the way, and still is. I mean, to this day, even they still use their faves if they're going to recommend anybody. So what ended up being game changer for him was the folks that were moving in from out of town, even just a neighboring town. It didn't have to be from halfway across the country. But those folks are going on Google and they're looking for a home inspector. So that was actually what helped him bring in more business than he was getting from realtors, was just being found online, he kind of stumbled on it by accident. It wasn't a pre-planned thing. It just, that actually worked kind of a deal. And I'm thinking that would work out really well for you too, is catching those out-of-towners, because they're going to search Home Inspector Rochester, New York, of course. Especially if they don't know anybody in the area, which people moving in from out of town generally don't know a lot of people in the area. So, and then timeline, I think it's going to work great. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google in that map section is about 6 to 9 months or never. Most of the companies that are out there doing what we do take forever, and most of their clients, by the time they would ever reach first page, they're either exhausted in their patience has worn out or their funds are depleted. I mean, who wants to pay for something for, 6 or 9 months before you see results? So in the grand scheme, we're lightning fast. We get you there in about 30 to 45 days. But let me see here. So 30 days, about middle of November, and then another 15, so we're looking at the beginning of December. That might actually be perfect, because that'll coincide right about the time you're getting ready to close down construction some more. And it's going to be at a point in the winter where inspections are typically slow, and then you'll be on first page and able to catch those newbies coming in over winter too, maybe increase your business there. Does that sound like a good plan in theory?
In theory. Okay. It's never ever a great plan until, it's in action and then seeing it work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would assume price is probably going to be a factor too, being that right now you're not focusing a lot on the home inspection side. And I can get it affordable for you. Actually, I was looking at the same package that I put my husband in for his home inspection business. And then we did it again for Grand Junction. What kind of puppy have you got? I hear somebody talking to you.
We got a corgi and a wiener.
Oh, I love both of those breeds.
Yeah, one barks, then the other one has to bark, and
I know how that goes. We have three dogs. They're all Vizslas. But, yeah, they start the barking chain all the time. It's just crazy. And then, of course, the dog next door and all the way on through. So what I'm thinking for you, Brian, is let's, for now, there are a lot of different things we can do, especially down the road as you're ready to grow the inspection company more. But I'm thinking about a starter package. Let's go with something affordable. Worry for now about just getting you on the first page so that you can be seen and start collecting those folks as they're coming in. And then later on down the road, we can add on things like Facebook advertising, and we could look at Google Ads. Google Guaranteed is something that's actually available in Rochester, I think would be great too. But to keep costs low for now, I think we'll worry about that map section. That sound like a good way to go to you?
Yeah, definitely. Probably.
Okay.
I want to start here.
Perfect. Okay. And yeah, so let me look here. I want to get you off of retail for sure. So I'm going to use the fact that Ideal is just a year old. It's actually going to work out really well for you because it'll let me give you a deeper discount. I can actually get you down in the range of where I put my husband in. So let me see. So I should tell you. So we do all of that programming that's necessary so that Ideal Home Inspections comes up on the first page in the map section anytime someone's searching for your services. So home inspections, of course, but if you do home energy audits or mold inspections or radon inspections, any of those other little ancillary services, we can have you appear for those too. And those are nice little, my husband gets all giddy when he gets an inspection and then they add radon on because it's, a couple hundred extra dollars that he wouldn't normally have gotten. Now, are you doing some of those other things that come along with inspections?
It's definitely something I've considered. At least out here, there's not a lot of money to use add-on, so I'm not interested in doing that yet. I really kind of just want to build my base with the home inspections, and then at some point I'll head and get my certifications for everything else.
Perfect. And yeah, definitely. So as you add services too, that you don't offer them yet is no problem. We can still key in on home inspections primarily. But as you add services, let us know and we'll add that into your programming too so that those appear on first page for you as well. So we don't filter or screen those calls. So when someone does a search for a home inspector for Rochester, you'll pop up in the map. And truly, that's where most people start and stop with their search. They see you in the map. They see that you've got good reviews, and they just click and call. And they do call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. Of course, they're not going to your competitors. We're not sharing those leads out or selling them anywhere. And then you do business however you normally do business. That you have no obligation to travel that entire 50 miles if you wouldn't normally. And you can accept and decline whatever you would normally accept in decline. So we keep our nose out of that part of it. Our job is get your phones ringing, then you take it from there. So pricing is on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no need to lock you into a contract. I hope that's all right with you.
Yeah, I get it. I love it.
Okay, good. Some people love their contracts, so I always cringe just a little bit just in case. So, and it is based on a flat rate, never anything more. So clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. So normal retail for the New York area where you're at would be $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But your new in business is going to get you down to $249 a month. And then, let me double check that. Okay, it was right. I wanted to make sure it was right. It got your setup fee from $299 down to $99. Now, was fishing for another code that I could use to bring you down a little farther. Are you a member of any of the home inspector associations at all, Brian?
That's another piece too, because financially, I'm not, until I get to a point where I'm really going to be focusing on that, I have not gotten my NHI membership yet.
Okay, no worries. Let's see. So you got your licensing. Where did you do your certification for your licensing?
Here in New York, in Buffalo.
What was the company or the organization?
The company was, oh my God, I'm having a brain fart. oh my gosh.
I know. I do that too.
Holy Moses! It's been so long now. I hang on a second.
Maybe I can find it. Jeez.
Oh, CATS. CATS. It's an acronym.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me see. I'm gonna see if they're connected. Let me look here. If they're connected to any of the associations, which I bet they are, then I can swing an association discount for you.
They're one of the biggest home inspection schools in New York.
There they are. Perfect. I found them. Good to go. Right, okay.
Great.
That's going to let me apply that other discount. That's what I was fishing for. I knew there had to be something. So I wanted to get you down lower to where my husband is at, give it a little more affordable. So that... it knocked another $50 off, so that's going to put you at $199 a month, and then still $99 on your setup. So the setup is a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 a month, never a penny more. And we'll do all of that programming so that you appear on the first page. Now, it'll take about 30 to 45 days for you to appear there. And the reason it takes that long, it's not just a flip of a switch. There's a lot of programming hours that are involved. So we do all of the backlinking, build content where we need to. Of course, we use photos and keywording so that it amplifies your visibility, but also gets you up on that first page. And then, of course, we have to push all that data over to Google, tie it up with a neat little bow, and then they have to do their portion too to get you on first page. Now, let me look here. I think I saw your Google business profile somewhere. There it is. Yep, you already do have your Google business profile, right?
Yeah, I do. I need to do some more, but.
Perfect. Actually, that's okay. We'll work on your Google business profile too, get it all set, make sure it's ready for Google. And then your website looks wonderful to me. Are you happy with it the way it is, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. I actually used to be a web designer. That's what I can
do. Nice. Ah, that's awesome.
But I didn't like the idea of sitting, unfortunately, almost all the way through the whole program for graphic design and so forth. I realized, I don't want to spend the rest of my life behind a desk in front of a computer.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Nice.
It ended up being a really helpful tool because I used it to be able to doctor up my own photos. I can build my own website, doing my own logos and apparel. So it wasn't a tool. It was just a very expensive tool that
Absolutely. Well, it looks great. I absolutely love it. And that's why I asked. If you didn't like it for whatever reason, we do quite often rebuild websites or build them from scratch if you didn't have one for our partners. But since you already have a wonderful website that works great, we'll just leave it alone. We'll leave it as is. And then we'll also get you out to all of the directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, and so on, up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you submitted to. So we'll program all of that together. We'll do a name and address cleanup so there's nothing hanging out there that shouldn't be. And, I know what I was going to mention. The $199, you're locked in there for life with your discount. So it's not like a promotional monthly rate that's going to go up later on. You're locked in there for life, regardless of what our retail does on down the road. So, Brian, I'm thinking it sounds like this would definitely hit right about the right time when you're really going to be looking for some more business. But it also sounds like this is going to do some great things to help bring business in to your home inspection company, help you maybe make that transition.
Still there?
I'm still here. I couldn't hear what you said last, though. I'm sorry.
Sounds really good. I'm game. So go ahead.
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and get you set up and close that listing down. That's the other cool thing, too, is we get to shut down home inspecting for Rochester. So it'll be all you and nobody else. So that's perfect. Okay. Let me grab a couple screens, and I'm going to get your info. So what I'll do is gather a bunch of info from you this morning, and we'll get everything set up on this end. And then we'll also set up your onboarding call. So we block an hour for the call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and we'll schedule it at your earliest convenience. Even if that happens to be tomorrow, is fine too. But we'll look at calendars and see what works out the best. All right. So, Brian, what is your last name, please?
Marsh. MARSH.
Awesome. And then what's your email address?
I'm going to use my personal address. POS19. 69@gmail.com.
Perfect. If I could type. There we go. All right. And I'm going to send you two emails. We'll just make sure they get there. The first one is about our dashboard and analytics. It's just informational. And I don't think they even covered that. So you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us if you need to, and they'll actually get you the credentials for your login there during your onboarding call. And then the next one, this one's a stock email too, but I need to adjust it down with your discounts. So the next one is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing for your records. So that one is on its way too. And then phone number, I've got 585-738-4551.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that must also be cell.
All right. Okay, I just got both of your...
Awesome. Awesome. And then, is that the number you're also using for your business line?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And then I'm going to grab your website address. So I'm building everything so that your tech has everything they need when you do that onboarding call. And then are you still at 220 Bronx Drive in Rochester?
Yes.
Perfect. And 14623, so the zip.
Correct.
Wonderful. All right, and I'm going to send you a couple of texts also. So I am the lead on your account. So if you ever, you'll probably deal with your tech more than you will with me. But if you ever need help or have questions, aren't getting where you need to get or whatever, definitely let me know. If it's something I can do or fix for you, I certainly will. But if not, I'll get you to who can.
Okay.
And then the next text is customer service. That's where you'll reach your tag.
All right.
And then, Brian, I don't need the digits just yet, but on the credit card that you'll be using today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
No, my middle initial is on there.
Okay. And what is that initial, please?
V as in Victor.
All right. Got to make sure everything matches exactly all the way through. Perfect. So part of my job, too, is making sure that everything is accurate. So I do a lot of skim-throughs and make sure I don't have typos, first of all, but then checking and double-checking info, too. And are you by chance bilingual, Brian?
No.
No worries. My apologies to my dogs.
Got money.
They think they saw something outside. All right. Now, Brian, are there any other services currently that you're offering along with home inspections that you'd like to list?
No, just home inspections.
You got it. Okay. All right, and then let's go ahead and look at our calendar. We're going to get your onboarding call set up. Let's see. So we do have a couple openings today. We've got a 2 o'clock.
Today's out after this call.
Today's out. No problem. Yeah. Tomorrow it looks like we've got... every hour on the hour, pretty much, starting at 11 and going through 6 o'clock. Is there any time there that would work? Which one?
6 o'clock.
You got it. Grab that, and then I'm going to build that calendar appointment, and then I'll send that over to you, too. And that one I'll actually have you go into and... hit the yes button when it gets there.
All right.
Let's see. Make sure I get everybody in here. So this will actually go to your tech team, too, so that you're on their calendar. There we go. Okay, that's on its way to you. So when that gets there, if you would open it up, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would hit the yes, that would be great. And I'm going to put this in one. Oh, good. That was fast. Yes.
Wait, which? Email or text? Which is coming through to him?
Should be coming by email.
All right. All right, hasn't shown up yet.
Okay. Sometimes it takes just a minute. And then I've got to put this in one more spot. Make sure everybody gets notified. Here we are. Okay, perfect. Nothing yet, huh? Oh, no. I should tell you, too. The subject line on this one will be Local Splash CIE.
All right.
Okay. And then, Brian, do you have a business Facebook page for Ideal?
No, I don't.
Do you have personal?
I've just been advertising via my own personal page.
Okay. Got it.
Good luck.
I'll note that you don't need a website. Grab that link for him one more time. And then, did you want us to install the call tracking tool on your existing website so that you can see all the clicks and calls that you're getting, or would you prefer not?
I'd love to be able to monitor that.
Okay. So I'm going to send you one more text. I say one more like it's going to be the last. It'll probably not be the last text I send you. This one is information on the call tracking for you. And that's coming by text.
That one just came.
Call tracking. Awesome. Got it. Still no email on the calendar item, though.
Yeah, I keep refreshing. Still not coming.
Weird. I wonder if it went to your junk. I mean, I wouldn't think so since other things already came through, but you never know.
Yeah, nothing in junk.
Odd. Well, we'll just wait for it to get there. If nothing else, I'll take you out and put you back in again, then it'll resend it. All right, Brian, now there's an optional item. It's already included in your pricing, but some people like it, some people don't. So it's our Splash app. It's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone, so you don't need a separate phone. The app itself has its own local to you phone number, and you could use it if you wanted as your business number instead of using your personal cell phone, so you could keep the two separate. So what you would do then, if you wanted to do that, is you would send and receive calls through the app. So if you wanted to dial out to Joe Dirt Realtor, you'd go into the app and dial there. And then you can record those calls if you'd like, you know, so you can go back later and listen. I did tell them when I did that report that the basement had flooded, things like that. Is that something that you'd be interested in using?
Yeah. I love using apps.
Awesome. So I'm going to text that link to you too. Now this one is actually an application that they would like to have you fill out. It's the Splash app is technically still in beta, but it's nearing the end. But because it's in beta, they like everybody to fill out an application for it, just so that they've got all of your information. So that's on its way by text. I'm doing another couple tech offs on my list. And then is it better for you for us to contact you if we go phone, text, or email, which is best?
Text I can respond to better.
Okay. You got it.
There's just too many phone. I get too many spam calls all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of lucky that I'm actually fortunate that I actually picked up this call today because I normally wouldn't.
I'm glad you did too. Absolutely. All right. And then, Brian, what do you want to show for your hours of operation?
Well, that's a good question. I would just say, you just say 9 to 6, Monday through
Friday. You got it. You got it. And that's what I would suggest too. That, and then if you know, like my husband does Saturdays sometimes, but he doesn't advertise for it. He'd rather people not ask for it. So they have to specialize.
I'd rather not put it out there. And,
yeah.
That way.
It's that, exactly that. Exactly. That way it's your choice. That way, you know, if you want your weekend, you can have your weekend still. And then, Brian, did you want payment integration on your website? So PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I think there are about 6 different payment apps that we support. No charge for us to put it on there or set it up. But if you'd like to have that integration, we can certainly do that.
Yeah, I'd probably just integrate Venmo. That's the only one. I use a number of them, but Venmo doesn't charge anything.
Okay.
It seems to be the one that works best for me. I mean, I prefer just to get a check.
Okay.
Kind of services. But,
you got.
I would do that. That's cool.
That's always best. Cash or check?
Yeah, cash, check, or... Either way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to set up with you your security question and answer. So because there are so many fakes out there and there are a lot of scammers out there, you know, we set up a security word between just us and you. So if you ever wonder, you know, is this really somebody from Local Splash or not, ask for the security, or tell them that you want to use your security word. Any of us here at Local Splash can go into the system, look up what your security word is, and then reverberate that to you. So the options are, let me see, mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you rather?
Why don't we use mother's maiden name?
You got it. And then the answer.
Capital V as in Victor. A U G.
Is that a G? G A.
Yeah.
Okay.
H N.
Ah, got it. Thank you. There we are. I didn't type it right the second time. Perfect. Got that in your file. And then you've already got your Google business profile. And Brian, do you have your address already published on your Google business profile, your actual street address?
Yeah, that's a good question. I might. I'm not sure.
And I don't remember either. Let me see. Okay, good. It looks like you don't. Perfect. If it was on there, I was going to ask if you wanted us to take it off because, you know, most people don't want other people knowing exactly where you live.
Exactly.
Did that calendar item make it to you yet?
No, I still I keep refreshing. I got the first two for the Facebook marketing.
That's odd. Well, tell you what, I'm going to go in there now. If this works the way it's supposed to, it's going to send you a notification that it was canceled or that you've been removed, and then I'm going to go add you again, see if we can shake it up a bit.
Yeah, I got two emails from you, but they're both exactly the same. So.
Did you get one that was titled Dashboard and Analytics?
Yeah, I didn't get that one. I got two of the same email that says Google and Facebook marketing. I just noticed.
Well, that's weird. Okay. Well, we'll roll with it. I'll resend you the other one. So tops1969@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hopefully Local Splash CIE is on its way to you again.
All right.
And then I'll resend the dashboard and analytics to odd that one made it and the other one didn't. And it's weird that it made it twice.
Yeah. Huh.
Alright, so I resent both of those. Hopefully the calendar item will come along this time. I wonder, let me check something here. I'm wondering if I can share it with you by text. See if it'll let me.
Alright, client dashboard and analytics just came through.
Awesome. Now if the calendar comes through, we'll be doing great. Let's see what it does when I... Nope, it won't let me add a phone number. Okay. I'm kind of poking around in here to see if it'll let me add... Or send it somehow by text message. Unfortunately, it doesn't want to do it. Still not there, huh?
No.
That's weird. All right. Well, so I've got you down for 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. And I'm just going to make a note in here that it wasn't coming through. That way they won't go looking for it. They'll know that you're confirmed then. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription, and then we'll get billing all set, and then we've only got a couple of other little housekeeping things that we'll need to handle.
Cool.
And then we can get you back to your day. I'm sure you have other things to do, too.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the kitchen, so.
Oh, nice. I bet it's going to be gorgeous when you're done.
Oh, it is. It's coming along nice.
Awesome. And my husband came from the same world too. He did remodels and construction work and kind of, you know, same thing. Body gets worn out after a while.
Yes, it does.
Construction is so hard on the body. I mean, I don't care which part of construction. It's hard on the body no matter what.
No, it's brutal. Yeah, I'm going into surgery in December.
On what?
I've got really severe carpal tunnel, but it's caused nerve pain up back and neck and head. Makes it difficult to, you know, my arms go numb all the time.
Oh, wow. That's got to be scary. I mean, at least a little bit.
Even I'm really desperate to get out.
Yeah. Wow. I guess so. All right. And then, Brian, the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or just your name?
No, it's just going to be my name.
And then I assume your cell phone is the phone number that would be attached to that card.
Yes.
And then the 220 Bronx Drive, Rochester, New York, 1463.
Yep.
Excuse me, 2-3. Perfect. And Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
All right, I'll use the Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
All right, 4-6. 401-821-4124-2473.
All right. And then the expiration, please, Brian.
927.
All right. And security code.
086.
Got it. Update that. And by the way, if by chance that local splash CIE email ever makes it to you, if you would go ahead and hit the yes, that'll be awesome. But I've already got a note in there, so it'll be okay if you don't, if it doesn't come true. All right. And then you should have two more emails coming to you. The one we want is local splash initial invoice. And I'm going to just walk you through it because I'll actually read it to you too. And then the other one I think is welcome to local splash or something of those sorts.
Yeah, I got just two texts that just came in. One is, thank you for choosing local splash, copy invoice, and then local splash, welcome. If you have any questions, blah, blah, blah.
Perfect. The first one that you read off, the invoice, is the one we'll want. And about four sentences in, it says click here to accept. And then it'll open up a new screen. Scroll all the way to the bottom. And then it'll ask you to, there's a checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name as it appears. So capitals in the right places, middle initial, all of those good things.
All right, confirming.
And I'll just wait for it to update over here. And then it should take you to a login screen. Oops.
There we go. All right, now we're at a login screen.
Perfect. So that's actually where you'll log in to your dashboard and analytics, and they'll get that for you tomorrow. And perfect, it updated on this end. So the last part is the voice verification, which is a duplicate of what you just went through there. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Ideal Home Inspections, WNY.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Marsh, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 10th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of, what was our amount, $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning November 10th, your true flat rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 10th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. And so you are all set. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
You bet. One more real quick question for you. Do you know anybody who's not a home inspector that could use a service like this?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, if you think of anybody, I would be happy to help them grow their business for sure.
Fantastic.
Any last?
Yeah.
Awesome. Any last questions for me before I let you back to it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations again, and let me know what you need, if you need anything.
So the call tomorrow, is there a area code that's going to be coming from?
So it'll be coming from our 877-635 number, and they will call you at that time, so 6 o'clock.
Okay. 877-635. Okay, I'll be looking for that at 6. Perfect.
Perfect. All right. You have a good rest of your day, Brian. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thanks, Gail.
You bet. Bye-bye.